This recording, Romania 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much merrier for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on. Come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and had her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My first long flight from Romania to the United States, that was the first time that I left that country. Okay, when I got to New York, my sister, my nephew back then, my brother-in-law, you know, they were waiting for me in New York. So right next to me in the plane, actually I came with a very nice plane. I had a nice ticket at the business class, uh-huh. And I've never been to business class back then, right? Never, right? So they feed me, and this guy that was sitting right next to me, you know, an older guy with sunglasses, older than me, anyway. So he started asking me questions. I wasn't, you know, very good in English back then, neither now, but, you know, better than then. So he started asking me questions, you know, what am I doing, where am I going, and I said, you know, I just got married, and, you know, and I moved to United States, and he was very nice, and all the flight attendants were around us, giving us champagne, you know, caviar and all that stuff, you know, and I was shocked, you know, the treatment, and then for the treatment, and then we got out of the plane, I didn't know who this guy was, right? We were just talking, right? So he wished me good luck and all that, right? So he was right behind me, right, when we got out of the plane, and my sister took pictures and stuff, right? So then when she developed the pictures, she said, do you know who this guy is, the guy that's behind you? And I said, no, and this is Anthony Perkins.